This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. Last week, we talked about musicals. And next week, we'll be talking about another musical. So this week, we should talk about serious drama. And it doesn't get more serious or dramatic than Shakespeare's Hamlet. This season has seen two interesting stabs at the melancholy Dane. The first played earlier this summer at South Coast Repertory. The director was veteran Daniel Sullivan, whose last Shakespeare assignment was directing Denzel Washington in Julius Caesar on Broadway. In The O.C., his Hamlet was Hamish Linklater. Linklater's bio stated this was his second time playing Hamlet on stage, and the experience showed. His grasp of the language was strong and his portrayal clear. Hamlets can get very long very quickly, but Sullivan directed this one at an almost breakneck speed. This complemented Linklater's slacker, almost ADD Hamlet, but it tended to make many of the other proceedings feel inconsequential. The exceptions were the scenes with Dakin Matthews, who wonderfully stopped the show whenever he was on stage. Polonius's most famous line may be, "Brevity is the soul of wit," but there was nothing brief about this actor's Polonius. Matthews, a veteran Shakespearean, likely knows the entire play by heart. And he uses this to brilliantly paint Polonius as a self-important bore. He dresses up each line in grandiose false modesty, uses his posture to show a man always clawing to be at the center of attention. Much more than Linklater's Hamlet, Matthew's Polonius was a man dying to be king. Ultimately, though, SCR's Hamlet was a textbook example of honorable futility. Everything was well-rehearsed and professional, but little besides Matthews challenged the text or stretched the familiar play in any new direction. Hamlet, more than any other work, is one that should constantly be questioning itself and its reason for being. In contrast to South Coast Rep's sturdy, credentialed Hamlet, this summer also brings Angelino's an off-the-cuff production. You've heard of Shakespeare in the Park. Welcome to Shakespeare in the Memorial Park. A group called Shakespeare in the Cemetery is staging Hamlet in the shadow of Douglas Fairbanks' heroic tomb at Hollywood Forever, that graveyard that's become hip in recent years for showing movies on Saturday nights. Now, why Douglas Fairbanks' tomb, you ask? Because the epigraph on the tomb reads, "Good night, sweet princes," the famous line from Hamlet, tweaked slightly to accommodate the fact that both Douglas Fairbanks and his son are buried there together. Director Brianna Lee Johnson opens her production with a funeral procession. All of the characters line up and silently pay their respects to the Fairbanks tomb. The inference is that this is the grave of Hamlet's father, the recently fallen King of Denmark. But we also know that by the end of the play, Hamlet will also fall, and that father and son will both be united under the soil. It's a great coup de théâtre, but it also represents the high point of the production before a single word is spoken. Once the young actors open their mouths, it becomes just another equity waiver staging, with 20-somethings struggling to project their voices over the ambient sounds of helicopters and car alarms. Besides its novelty, this is not a Hamlet to remember. But seeing a healthy number of people spending a summer night experiencing serious drama in a damp cemetery is an odd assurance that theater in Los Angeles is very much alive. Shakespeare in the Cemetery's Hamlet runs through Sunday at Hollywood Forever. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.